As I was approaching the end of my water reserves, luckily our courses were converging. They were running out of food, I was running out of water. So we liaised by satellite phone and arranged to meet up. And it took about a week for us to actually gradually converge. I was doing a pathetically slow speed of about 1.3 knots, and they were doing only marginally less pathetic speed of about 1.4. It was like two snails in a mating dance. But eventually we did manage to meet up, and Joel hopped overboard, caught us a beautiful big mahi-mahi, which was the best food I'd had in, ooh, at least 3 months. Fortunately, the one that he caught that day was better than this one they'd caught a few weeks earlier. When they opened this one up, they found its stomach was full of plastic. And this is really bad news because plastic is not an inert substance. It leaches out chemicals into the flesh of the poor critter that ate it. And then we come along and eat that poor critter. And we get some of the toxins accumulating in our bodies as well. So there are very real implications for human health. Eventually made it to Hawaii, still alive, and the following year set out on the second stage of the Pacific, from Hawaii down to Tarawa. And you'll notice something about Tarawa. It is very low-lying. It's that little green sliver on the horizon, which makes them very nervous about rising oceans. This is big trouble for these guys. They've got no point of land more than about 6 feet above sea level. And also, as there's an increase in extreme weather events due to climate change, they're expecting more waves to come in over the fringing reef, which will contaminate their fresh water supply.